from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, our thanks to Connor Frankamp for stopping by for just a few minutes there ahead of their game tomorrow. Just a little more than 24 hours away, TBT. Aftershocks get into round one, K-State right after them. If they both win, we'd get a head-to-head, which would be awesome. And then if you can get all the way through, you'd get Wichita State KU. They'd each have to win two games, or K-State KU, in that regional final. So really looking forward to the TBT, looking forward to the Elam ending being back. It's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. And we'll be watching. And the, you know, I brought it up. The same thing I bring up every year. The Elam ending is better. It's better across basketball. It just is. We're going to see the shot clock in high school to some degree this year, so that will certainly help. But you get an exciting ending almost guaranteed. And we were just kind of commenting before the break. Like, you have to have a game-winning shot in every single game that's played. I know it's – people think I'm some wacky kook, but just watch the games and tell me that's not a better way to end a basketball game than fouling and shooting free throws. When your in-game strategy is, should we foul them before they can take a shot so they can only take two free – no. Go hit a shot to win the game. Just watch it. Before you think that sounds, just watch the end of the game. And tell me that's not a more pure way to end a basketball game. And see what you think. But it'll be there on full display. Charles Koch Arena should be a lot of fun. Welcome back into Sports Daily, by the way. We appreciate Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up at the studios. Jad, how many cups of Prairie Fire did you rip through this morning as the world was melting down there for a couple hours?
I'll tell you this, more than normal. Very much more than normal. We do appreciate Prairie Fire.
Yeah, it was that kind of morning. It's been that kind of morning for about 8 weeks every day in our house. I think we're light at the end of the tunnel. I think above me right now, Tommy, are the final stages. Other than me hanging a TV, I bit the bullet on that TV.
Did you really? Did you buy it?
Have you gotten it yet? Because a couple of reasons. I did. I have not hung it yet because I'm just letting it sit there and stew while I think about. You know, I hung two TVs in my basement side to side, and I did it, and they're even, and it's awesome, and it's the greatest achievement of my handy skills of my lifetime. Now I have a much fancier TV that has to hang above the fireplace, and I am tasked with this, and I'm just sort of staring at the box. So I have not hung it yet.
It's one of those frame TVs, right? You've got the, you can do the artwork.
Yeah.
I think it would be incredible because I know that you can choose what kind of artwork you want to be in that frame when you're not watching TV. You ought to do dogs playing poker or Washington crossing the Delaware or the Last Supper, you know, or just like ridiculous things like that. You ought to have it on rotation.
So and I think you can do like family pictures. That's what I'm curious to see too. And I know people think that sounds stuff like, well, why don't you just put a picture? And that's what's been up there. I'm telling you, the idea came up as we were discussing like all the things and trying to come up with a budget, and that came up, and then I was like, man, those are expensive because I'm very much a just give me a big TV, but it can be a big like $250 TV. It doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be able to connect the things I want to. Because here's a little hint for you: a lot of what's broadcast isn't to the quality of what you're being sold in your TV. Just FYI. Like, just be careful. Sometimes you can't really get what you're, unless you're like watching a DVD or playing a video game. But anyway, so I'm like, okay. And then I looked at the, and they're kind of expensive. And I'm like, well, no, I can't do that. So fast forward, we're randomly at a friend's house and they had one in the living room. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is incredible. Like, it was unreal. And so then I look it back up, and I'm like, okay, let's look at these things. Reviews are off the charts. Everything I've seen people love. So we'll see. Hopefully it's there. It went like the double discount, you know, from all the online competitions happening right now. I did not go to the place that I hate going, which is Amazon. I went to a different place and found them matching it.
Good.
So I was able to do that, which always makes me feel better for no good reason. It just does. But yeah, so we'll that'll be like the last piece. They're up there doing their decorations right now above me, and that definitely goes above my pay grade as well. And that'll be done, and I can stop, you know, whining here about 8 weeks of three young kids in the summertime about to lose it. You could probably, Jad, could you hear my son in that last little segment?
A little bit.
Going nuts. He apparently cracked his head on the corner of a table. Not like cracked it open, but like busted his head. I'm just like, what are we going to do right now? Hang on, Connor. I've got to run.
Got to put you on pause.
Got to go see if we need stitches here. But we got that taken.
So can you?
But I'm ready.
Can you read Swedish yet? That's the thing I'm asking. You know, from all the IKEA.
No. You're putting furniture together, right?
I have been building furniture every night. I don't think any of it has come from there, but it's the same concept.
Right.
I hope I never see another Allen wrench in my life.
I hate Allen wrenches. That's the biggest conspiracy, I think, on the planet. Are all like the what kind of deal do the Allen wrench makers have with every single furniture company in America?
Well, John Allen wrench was like a great industrialist who I think has his hands in all of these companies. I'm making this up. I don't know anything about Allen wrenches other than their pay. And do you know how many people after I've said that have been like, oh, I have like an Allen wrench drill bit. You could have just used that. And I'm like, well, you know what? That's revisionist history because we're done now. Literally like 8 weeks of this, but we're good. We're almost there. We're almost to the finish line. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. We'll watch football this fall. We'll have a sports daily party. Speaking of football, Tommy, Greg Sankey talked at SEC Media Days again, and we talked a little bit about this with Fitz. So he did a one-on-one with CBS, and I do think it's interesting. A, he's totally full of it, right? Like I love how he gets asked questions about this, and he has this tone of like just – this disruption that's happening. And like, you started this. Like, you definitely started this a long time ago when you went and you yanked Missouri and Texas A&M. Like, this is your fault. All of this is your fault. Was he there when they did that? Either way, he was. Certainly when Texas and Oklahoma left. And it's like, you're the reason any of this is happening. You want to change the rules. You want the SEC position. Like, don't play holier than thou when everybody's having to react to the things that you're doing in this sport. That bugs me about him. And granted, he's good at what he does for a living. So a couple of questions came up to him from CBS Sports. The first one was about the naming rights. And like, okay, he has said like he's gotten angry letters just at the thought or the idea of this. And he's like, we would just never. We have so much tradition and so much, you know, history. We just would never like that. Our people – Watch, mark my words, Big 12 will get it done. They'll make a whole bunch of money. And within a couple of years, guess who else is going to have a title sponsor to the conference? Because, listen, like, I don't care what Hillbilly Joe in Backwater, Kentucky has to say about that particular thing and how it would ruin the tradition of everything. If I am the University of Kentucky and I see that the Big 12 schools are taking in, let's say it's $10, $15 million a year, and you're telling me I got to pay players now and you're not doing that, I'll be at your door with a pitchfork saying, what the hell are you doing? Why is that money left on the table? We got to pay these players. So all of that grandstanding from Sankey is getting on my nerves. Like, don't talk down to the leagues across the country because they might be coming up with naming rights deals. Like, you're not going to do – he would do it immediately if he could, and will. Mark my words.
But none of that is surprising, though. I mean, this is the same conference that, you know, stands up on this pedestal all the time with the phrase, it just means more. You know, like, that's the SEC, like, the tradition,
it
and, like,
might,
all of that. So, and whether or not, like, it's crap, you know, that they're not willing to, you know, budge on that because this is the future of financially, you know, viable conferences and things like that, right?
Yeah, it's just
you
a
know,
lie.
But
they'll
do it. It's virtue signaling, you know, at its best. You know, it just means more, and the tradition is, you know, so important, and the SEC matters, and you're like, we're not going to sell out. No, you'll sell out. You will. You may not be the first one to sell out, but when you start to see, you know, maybe it's the conference like the Big 12 cashing that check, you'll find a way to monetize that. You absolutely will.
There's just so much tradition in our schools, and so we're going to go add two brand names that have never had any association with our schools whatsoever. And we're going to take Texas A&M and Missouri, and we're going to – man, you know, Southeastern Conference. By the way, nobody on the planet thinks of Texas and Oklahoma as being a part of the southeastern part of the country. Nobody. Nobody does. And people that aren't from Texas might say Texas is the South. It is not. It is Texas. I'm just take it from somebody who is from there. The, you know, you go to the Deep South, you go to Texas. They're two very different places with two very different cultures. So none of that, like all that stuff is fine to say now. And I feel like it's just, it's almost like it's a political rally. He just says whatever he needs to say to appease his base and does something completely different than what he says, because that's all he does. And look, I do think he's very good at his job. Don't get me wrong. But, like, we can't just sit here and try to dog on everybody else. So then he was asked about sponsorship patches on uniforms. And it, again, taking a swipe. Well, I think there should, you know, we should get together on that and come on. No, just do what you do. You do your thing. And let Brett Yormark come in and make his schools a whole bunch of money. And then let's just bring this conversation back on tape when you ultimately do the same thing down the road.
Right.
Because the elephant in the room is everybody's getting the pantsuit off of them. You're going to have to pay the players. Where's that money going to come from? You've got like two avenues for new money. New TV deals, which they won't have one of those for a while. And new sponsorship opportunities. And so get over it. Like, or just stop lying. Be like, yeah, you know, we're not doing that right now. Maybe it's something we'll think about down the road. That's all you got to say. Or, yeah, we're just not doing that right now. But it's always like a little swipe or a little jab.
I remember.
Oh, you know, it's.
I remember when Major League Baseball added the sponsor patches. And, you know, the NBA did it. And I remember first seeing those uniforms and being like, nah, I don't really like that. I don't really love the way that
either.
That looks. But you know what? That was one time. Like one time, I'm like, yeah, I don't really care for that. But it's gonna happen. I can't fight it. And you know what? It hasn't changed my viewing experience whatsoever.
No.
It hasn't made me stop watching the sport. It hasn't made me boycott it. I'm not less of a fan because there's a sponsor patch on a uniform. And it was literally the very first time I saw it. I'm like, nah. If I had to choose, I probably for aesthetics probably wouldn't do that. But from a money perspective, yeah, it makes sense. They're going to do it. It is what it is. I'm going to keep watching. Bottom line, same thing would happen in college football or college basketball, regardless of the conference. I'm not going to not watch
irrelevant.
It because there's a sponsorship patch on a uniform.
There's always been a sponsorship patch on the uniform, whether it's a Nike swoosh or an Under Armour thing or an Adidas thing. Like, there's always been a sponsorship on the uniform. So let's not pretend like there hasn't been. And I just think we have to be very careful at what we want to draw our lines in the sand for when it comes to college athletics specifically, because schools are going to have to create new ways to generate revenue with the way the landscape is changing. So what's more important to you as a fan? That things can continue and the schools can continue to operate, or that programs get cut, right? Like, so just like if we want to sit on a rocking chair, and you and I do that plenty about plenty of things. I don't think we do it on this particular landscape with college sports and the changes that are happening. But if you want to sit there and get mad because of, you know, because on a piece of paper it's called the Dr. Pepper Big 12, when nobody's, it doesn't change anything for you, doesn't do anything, or Kansas State has a seed company on the sleeve of their jersey, just remember that you know, there is a lot of money that's going to need to be generated if everything's going to operate the same, because the players are finally going to get their piece of that, which they never have before. And until we get to that point, there's going to be lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit until we can get there. And new revenue streams are going to be important to keep the foundation of college. It doesn't change the foundation of college sport. It keeps the foundation of college sports. It allows these schools to do some other things. Keep that in mind. And Greg Sankey, you're the reason all this is happening. Literally, the reason all this is happening. So back off of your we're holier than thou here in the SEC that, well, the SEC plus a school from Missouri and a couple of schools from Texas and one from Oklahoma. And, you know, all the tradition, though, is here. You know, we haven't changed our logo. Look at how old our logo is. We're very proud of that.
You know, it's funny the different things that they, you know, want to draw. You mentioned drawing a line in the sand, you know, and saying we're not okay with this. I mean, the SEC has not had a problem with sending a representative to play in the All-State Sugar Bowl. You know, they haven't had an issue, you know, sending a team to go play in the Capital One Orange Bowl. You know what I mean? Or the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Like those things, that's not, apparently that's fine for the SEC. We're not going to draw a line in the sand and say, well, you know, our schools or our conference, it just means more in the tradition. So we're only going to play, we only care about playing in a bowl game that doesn't have a title sponsor because we feel like it tarnishes the legacy of our brands playing in those bowls. That's ridiculous. They clearly are fine with that. And they're not even the ones that, you know, like they don't get the sponsorship dollars off of that. The bowl game does. I don't understand why that is like some things are okay. Some things are not okay. And it'd be one thing if Greg Sankey, to your point, you know, was trying to be more just a traditionalist and say it's only, but it's not just that. It's that he wants to, like you said, take swipes at other conferences like the Big 12. It's like, dude, like stay in your lane, you know, stay in your lane and stop virtue signaling because it doesn't matter. And you're not looking any better at the end of the day when you want to try to point those fingers.
It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Everybody's trying to survive, and it's fine. It would be one thing if the SEC really, really did hold on to it, but they're not going to. They're going to take every opportunity to make money that they're going to every single time. They just will, and they should. They should. Look, Greg Sankey is very important in all of this, and he did say, I should be fair, that he brought up, like, when I was at the Southland, I did actually try to come up with some naming rights 25 years ago. It didn't work out. Again, I get it. The SEC, this is why I want this conversation we're having right now, Tommy, is why I would love to see Texas and Oklahoma go in there and just destroy the SEC. I root for them greatly because I'm sick of it. Like, I'm sick of the attitude. And they've earned the right to have this attitude, by the way. I'm not ignorant. They've had the best teams. They have the best teams. Duh. But it bugs me, and I want to see it disrupted badly, and hopefully it will be. They're going to have to prove it more now than they ever have before, and they may continue to prove it. They're still going to have the best teams. They're still going to have the most representatives. They still should, but they're going to have to get on the field and prove it more than they've had to in the past with 12 teams in there, and I cannot wait for that. I cannot wait for the evening of things to happen. All right, we'll come back. We got hour number two coming up. We're going to get into the Royals second half here. We're going to do some giveaways. Let's Let's set up an HTO giveaway for you right now. If you want to win some free iced tea, more than 20 flavors from HTO, East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby, all you have to do right now is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. We'll get you a free iced tea. We'll also get you a free coffee, which can be iced, hot, whatever it is, all the free rain offerings there at HTO. One of each of those. You can enter the contest once a day. Again, it's T to 20357. Message and data rates apply. So we'll set that one up now. We'll have an NBC World Series ticket giveaway coming up in the second hour. It will be our final one of those, so make sure you're getting your opportunity to win there. This portion of the program, as we wrap up hour number one, brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Get out there, play a little golf. Get out there, check out the restaurant, the bar. Give them a call. They'll give you a tour of everything. And then you can see what we're talking about when we say we love it out there and we're having fun. I did go out for just a brief minute the other night. It's mosquito season again. I guess the mosquitoes didn't like the heat either, Tommy. Like, I got just annihilated. Annihilated. God, I hate mosquitoes. Are you a mosquitoes attack you at full strength, or do they generally stay away from
you? They stay away. I mean, every once in a while I'll get, a bite here and there, but no, it's not really anything that I deal with.
My wife, one of my kids are like you. Myself and two of our other two kids are like me. Like, if it is a mosquito night, I could go outside for 10 minutes and I would have more than 20 bites. And like, I got them everywhere. And I don't even know where they came from. But anyway, go out and check out Crestview. Put on some bug spray. But you can check out what we love about it. In hour number two, Royals second half. We'll talk about the schedule coming up. We'll get you more prepared for this TBT coming up as well. Hit some other headlines around the sports world as training camps are in session, including the Chiefs. Did we learn anything from, what would that be, day three of training camp? We'll go over it all in the second hour at Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.